Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf and Practice Series. If a woman's lil tefillah, if the night that a woman is supposed to go to the mikvah falls out on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara discussed that. The Gemara in today's Daf, Yuma Daf Peches, the last Amud. Last Amud of Maseches Yuma, the Gemara discussed that Gemara quotes from a Braisa that assuming tefillah bizmana mitzvah, going to the mikvah, bizmana, we'll define that, bizmana at the right time, would be a mitzvah, then it would be permissible to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even though there's one of the five prohibitions on Yom Kippur is from washing yourself. Still, since tefillah bizmana mitzvah, would be permissible for a woman to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Now, the concept of tefillah bizmana mitzvah, the Gemara in today's daf, records that it's machlokas tanoim. Among the Rishonim, there's a machlokas. How do we paskin? Do we say tefillah bizmana mitzvah or not? It's a discussion. The Beis Yosef in Yeridea, in Simakuf Tzadi Zayin, discussed this. He has a lengthy discussion about this. But one of the arguments, I just want to share with you one of the arguments, that nowadays, regardless whether we pass in tefillah bizmana mitzvah or not, wouldn't be relevant, because the women nowadays that go to the mikvah because of nida aren't going to the mikvah bizmana anyway. They're not going at the proper time. Why is it? Because mida oraisa, biblically, if a woman becomes what's called a nida, from the onset of her period, from the beginning of when her period began, she is supposed to count 7 days. And on the seventh day, from the beginning of her period, she's supposed to go to the mikvah that night. That night. And therefore, that would be tvila bizmana. That would be the right time. Nowadays, we don't go to the mikvah. Women don't go to the mikvah at that time. They first wait 5 days, and then they start counting Zayin Akim, 7 clean days. And therefore, when they go to the mikvah after 12 days, that's not bizmana. That's not the right time. And therefore, even if we were to assume, again, it's machlokas tanoim, it's a machlokas rishonim, but even if we were to adopt the opinion that tefillah bizmana mitzvah, still, women nowadays shouldn't be going to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, or Tisha B'Av for that matter, because nowadays, it's not going to be tefillah bizmana, it's not going to be at the right time anyway. I just want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a tremendous mazel tov on completing, on being Mesayim Maseches Yuma. It's a tremendous schus, and we should all be zocha to continue. We should all be zocha to really internalize the messages of the last few daf for the concepts of tshuva, and specifically the more recent dapim, which talked about the importance of Mechila ben Adam l'chaveiro, and the importance of ensuring that we have the proper relationships with other people, and we should all be able to come together. Ba'achtos, ish echad, b'lev echad, shall be zochet to see Mashiach tzidkenu b'meher b'yameinu, amen.